Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast, where we dive deep into all the things divine feminine energy, pleasure, healing, sensuality, and really living connected with our bodies. I'm your host, Nikita Anand, spiritual embodiment coach and Kundalini and Tantra facilitator. And if you're ready to remember, reclaim, and activate the ancient wisdom that has always been within your body, stay tuned.
Somatic healing is going to become the next meditation, not because it's the next trend, but because people are waking up to seeing how much our subconscious and our body stores emotions, blocks, trauma, and old unprocessed experiences. We are waking up to how the subconscious drives 95% of our thoughts and actions, which means if we're not living present and consciously, we are running on autopilot based on what we learned from our parents, society, and past experiences, meaning if your past has been struggling or hard experiences, your autopilot believes that in the future, everything is gonna be a struggle, everything is gonna be hard, all men are gonna be bad, and so on. That's one of the biggest reasons we want to work with the subconscious and with the body, with the nervous system, because this is where this autopilot is stored and lives, which also means this is where we can create the biggest change for ourselves and how we feel in our life moving forward. People are waking up to their true power, to how much they can actually change in their bodies, in their lives, and how they feel in their lives, in their relationships, and in their careers. We are waking up that just pushing emotions away is never ever getting us to process them or to release them. We get to work with the body. We cannot work against the body. Your body will protest and it will break out. That can mean something quite literal, like panic attacks, like diseases, inflammation, skin flare-ups, things like that. Or it can mean something more subtle, like headaches or feeling a bit disconnected, feeling just not clean, not aligned, not ready, not in alignment with yourself and your soul. We cannot keep ignoring ourselves and our body and our soul. We cannot keep ignoring our emotions. We get to learn how to have a healthy, nourishing relationship with our body and with our emotions so that we don't get lost in them, but we also don't suppress them, so that we can increase our emotional intelligence and live a life where we are choosing things and choosing life consciously, where we are in the driver's seat of what we want to create and how we want to feel, and not feel like life is throwing us left and right. You might have already seen how the talk about therapy, manifesting, like these two words, everyone is using them. The talk about meditation, yoga, spirituality, it's everywhere. So people are feeling safe to talk about it. It's not a taboo anymore, which is great. And even more people are gonna start talking about it. If you're someone who already has her own experiences with healing, with connecting with her body and somatic healing, and if you're someone who wants to hold spaces, guide ceremonies, guide people, be in service, including emotional and somatic healing, including embodiment, is going to be vital for the depth of your ceremonies. We can do beautiful spiritual ceremonies, which are up here, which I personally love and live for. But if we just keep focusing on the spiritual up here, we are not grounding into our body, into earth, into taking different action ourselves. And also, we are not helping our clients take those spiritual insights into the body, into this earth, into taking aligned new action. Right? So we want to keep the beautiful spiritual things, and we want to include that with the embodiment, with the body, with creating changes, creating different actions in real life as well. When you combine your gifts, your passion, your things that you love to share about, and include somatic healing, emotional healing into that, your ceremonies, your spaces are going to become even more rich with breakthroughs, transformations, healings, and insights. This is why I created the Somatic Healing and Embodiment Facilitator Training. This is a 4-month online training, training you to become a highly skilled and highly embodied facilitator. We want you to be embodied in your body, in your intuition, in your gifts, and in your clarity, so that you can hold and support your clients in the best way possible. We want to know how to guide our clients through different emotions and also to see where they are holding back, where they are avoiding, where they are in resistance, supporting them through that process so that they don't keep avoiding themselves, so that they can have those breakthroughs and insights that they want while working with their bodies. So not over pushing it, but also not letting them keep playing their own hiding and self-avoidance games. In this 4-month training, we are covering everything from the nervous system states, the subconscious, conscious, and unconscious, how to work with these three levels of consciousness, how to work with the body, how to work with emotions, and also how to support your female clients, your womb holders, even better. I'm including training on how to work with the womb, how to guide women into their bodies, into their feminine energy, into their sensuality, releasing any blocks around the womb or their past experiences around their womb, and how to include this sacred relationship with their intuition, with their voice, with their chakras, with their body, with their femininity, so that they no longer hide from this aspect from themselves either. So you're being trained in the nervous system, in somatic healing, emotional healing, tantra, and womb healing, because it all plays together. We cannot see the body as a separate thing. We cannot do mindset work just by itself, but we also cannot do just body work and not also include the mindset upgrades, right? It all is combined. We cannot see the body as simple organs that are all divided. They are all interconnected. And in this training, you are learning how to work with the body, how to work with the human, with the woman, especially all together, or how to create a harmonious and holistic approach to healing, to breakthroughs, to releasing blocks, and to creating long-lasting changes in yourself and in your clients. We start this training this year on the 15th October. We'll dive deeper into the ceremonies, the practices, the theory, and most importantly, you will learn how to hold space and practice holding this space with your students. So this is not just about learning the theory and then freezing when it's your time to hold space. We are actually practicing you holding space, you creating breakthroughs, so that when you complete this training, when you start hosting your first or your next sessions, your next workshops, you're not freezing. Your body's not overwhelmed. Your body already knows what it feels like to be seen and to hold space and to create breakthroughs with real humans. You can learn more about the training by clicking the link in my bio. And if you have any questions, you can message me. We can hop on a call together. And I'm so excited to see you as a powerful facilitator for this new paradigm and its people who are ready.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We would love to hear what your favorite takeaways were by DMing us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram. If you would leave a 5-star review on this podcast or share it with your friends and family and in your IG story and tagging us at Soul Coach Nikita, that would greatly help us spread the message and reach even more people. If there is anything that you wish and desire for us to cover in this podcast, please DM us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram and we will try our best to cover it. Sending you so much love. XOXO Nikita.